Thank you for calling.
I'm here.
Hey, Brian, how are
Is
you doing
this Josh?
today? Yep, Josh speaking.
Well, I'm a little confused because all the corrections that I picked up on so far have been, they look like AI corrections, changing the spellings to UK spellings.
Oh, I
What are,
really am.
why are you doing that?
Let me check on this. Just give me one brief minute. Let me open up the last draft that I shared with you, right?
Fine, thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you so very much for staying on the line, Brian. I have the drop in front of me. I think there might have been some confusion over here with the team. I will have them look into this and I will ask them why it was changed to the UK text. There might have been some confusion. So I will have this checked with them today only.
Right. So it's, are you just using AI
No, that would
system?
not be. No, that would not be the AI, but they do use Word for proofreading and all that. So there might have been
Oh,
some
sure,
issue
of
with
course.
the technical. So I am going to check with them and have this sorted to the US audience. Apart from that, is there any other thing that you particularly noticed or how was the draft? Because I do have your feedback over here. We said that you've had read chapter 5 and 6. So what's your feedback regarding that?
Well, I skipped it today, and it's getting around time for me to go do my next job. But no, I mean, I was reading it, and I thought most of the corrections were okay. Some, I think maybe it's a difficult thing I'm trying to do with the first chapter, which is just plunge you into the action. I mean, I had written 100,000 words the previous to that regarding how the life of the boy down below and all that, and then I realized it's much more interesting, you know, in my amateur way to introduce them in the middle of a complex situation. However, I don't know, you know, sometimes I think the complexity is not being comprehended, and maybe, and that's totally my fault. So,
No,
but so some of the corrections, well, I was just going to say, some of the corrections seem not to understand. Well, the main one being that incomplete sentences uttered by the Japanese girl, which are totally intentional on my part, have been corrected. Now, maybe that's an issue because I did get in the writing group, because this one is from 20 years ago, but maybe that is an issue that needs to be taken into account. I was just trying to find a way to keep them different sounding, you know, because he's an ignoramus in his own way, but he's very bright, and so he's going to have this very fast curve of figuring out what's going on using his old worldview, which is life is mud. So it's a complex kind of thing going on in the first chapter, how she is being turned on to the fact through her phone that someone else is looking at the big boss, and is unaware that they have been, the term is accessed with a capital A, meaning that they've had this little microphone and little camera, so small that no one can detect it, implanted in their forehead. And so she is seeing things that she doesn't understand why she's seeing them, but nevertheless she sees them, and they are central to the plot. So it's a complicated thing to get across. Maybe I've done a terrible job of it, but that's where I would think the editing focus should be on, rather than adding a U to honorable.
I got your point. Okay, Brian, what usually happens is, since like it's the first draft, because obviously the writers are unknown to you, so obviously take 1 to 2 drafts for the writers to be on the same page as you are. Right now, since I do have your point of view, I will be sharing the same with my writing team, and I will be sitting with them and will be explaining them further how to move forward. Regarding the UK English, there might be some confusion that may have been caused. I will personally check with them with what happened, and the next revised draft that you will be getting that will be having no such issues. Just to be on the same page, you said that you don't want to complex it further, and the introduction, like the starting chapters, they sounded better when it was kept a bit casual. So you don't want to complex it further with more complex sentences and statements, right?
Well, yes, clarity in language is everything, as the Chinese sage Lao Tse said. But on the other hand, if key points are being missed, partly because of my inability and partly because the editorial staff isn't quite understanding, then that's either of those is not good. And clarity, simplicity, if it achieves the understanding of the complexity of what's happening in that moment, that's great. That's what I'm going for. Clarity.
Okay, sounds great.
I hope so far it reads to me, but then you see, I dreamed the whole thing up, so to me it makes perfect sense. But like, maybe what you guys are doing is doing a very rough, easy edit to get the idea of what the story is about. The only thing is, you told me, someone, it's either you or Ryan, told me that you were going to sort of read through it first.
Yep. So
is
these
that
are the drafts.
Correct?
So these are the drafts that we share. For example, right now these changes are not like permanent. We obviously share them with you for your feedback first, and just like you shared your feedback after reviewing the draft, that these are the changes, that this is the way how I would like things to be incorporated. So now we get your point of view, because obviously, as I explained earlier, that since the writer team is unknown, it's like they do take 1 to 2 drafts to be on the same page, and that's when the process gets smoothened out. Now, since you know how the writing team is working, and now since I know your point of view, I will share this across the board and will have these issues taken care of. So now I understand how you're willing to move forward. You would want to keep it more clear instead of like complicating things further and using the hard English, or using the English which may not be readable for the audience. So I get your point. I am going to share the same across the board, and the next draft that you're going to get, you'll be liking that, hopefully.
Okay, well, I appreciate this. I know I'm kind of in a very funny position. You know, you've got my money, and what am I going to say or do? So I appreciate your concern and your care and you. This English is obviously your second language, or maybe your third. I don't know. You know, I don't know anything about you, but you obviously have the advantage of having learned English, and keep it simple is the hardest thing. And to get across complex situations, the simpler the better.
Absolutely, absolutely. I completely understand your point and I completely understand where you're coming from. But not to worry about, as I explained, that it may take 1 to 2 drafts. I do get your point of view right now, and I will be sitting with my team and we'll be sharing the same point of view across the board. And once we get the revised draft, you'll be liking that. And I'll make sure that all the way that you want the edits to be made, we will incorporate it the same way. It's just a rough draft, for example, right now. We're working on your book chapters by chapters. So right now, since you shared your feedback with me, we're going to incorporate that, and that's how we're going to be on the same page, and I'll ensure that the way you want the book, we'll have it incorporated exactly the same way. So we'll have it taken care of. I personally will be working with my team, and we'll have all these points delivered across the board.
Right, but just to be clear, what the two of these people discover is that solar power is just a lie and that the electricity is being provided for the whole set of buildings, and it covers all of Los Angeles, is 30 floors of young teens hypnotized, drugged up, working on exercycles to create electricity. But that it's a plot much more tricky than that, because what they're actually doing is preparing to sell solar power secretly, and they're using the teens to perfectly publicize the fact that the slavery was going on, electric slavery, I suppose you could call it, and that they have to overcome that plot, which is the plot of the masterminds who've been giggling all along as they watch the poor kids do exactly what they want them to do. So it's a thing within a thing, kind of. It's not that complicated, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you've mollified me.
No, I absolutely
get your
point.
I have to say, there was one positive, which I thought I was reading a spy novel by you know, the English, John Le Carré, the honorable schoolboy. Anyway, all right, thank you. I got to get my ass to work now.
Absolutely. Just one more thing that I wanted to ask you was that you mentioned at the start of the call as well that in between the statements of that Japanese girls, you would want them to be capped the same way, like casual, the way she's speaking, right? Because it was back in the 20th century.
Well, this is the 21st century, 2084.
Yeah.
It's recent future. That's the idea. I didn't want to deal with magical stuff, you know, people floating around, spaceships. I didn't want to get into all that stuff. I wanted it to be about trends in capitalism matched with trends in communication and what might some bad possibilities be. And then so that's how the story is. So the setting and everything has arrived at. I don't know that it would be upsetting to most people, but it might be upsetting to someone who has come from another country and is struggling with the language of the new country, say America or Canada, and it's upsetting. So I don't know. It's sort of a Me Too thing. It's a Japanese woman who talks a little strange. I mean, I think she makes her points very without worrying about the correctness. She's beyond that. But, and because I noticed that was all the corrections that were made, just changing it back, adding an article, you know, a or the, and maybe a better verb or something, you know what I mean? But It was an issue in my writing group, which was, of course, mostly females. I think it was all women. So I don't know. That's a call. I can go with changing her. I'm just thinking the sound of it is not different it's not different from this low-down, so supposedly low-down boy who's coming out of a mucky life to hang out with her in the big, you know, the new fancy schmancy. I don't know. You know, this is something we need to discuss this.
I got
this
your point.
This is a valid issue.
Absolutely, I got your point. So obviously there needs to be a difference between the boy and that girl, considering how the story is going. I get your point. So I will be delivering the same to my team. I will be sitting with them, and I will make them work on the draft again, and I will be sharing the draft, revised draft with you so that we are on the same page.
So, okay, well, I mean, you know, I was enjoying the story. I couldn't stop reading it. I had to stop myself several times. I just kept going, you know. I mean, so
I got you.
I'm, you know, maybe in love with myself, you know, the narcissism, whatever. So I can't see if it's good or bad, or if in this case it's something really offensive to people who English is a second language. So I'll personally discuss that.
Absolutely. I'll have these things corrected, and I'll make sure that the next time you're reading it, you don't have to stop in between and you're reading it fluently. So I got you, and I'll have it taken care of. I'll be sitting with my team right after the call.
Okay, so my question is, should I wait how many days, 2 or 3 days?
Yep, it would take like 3 to 4 business days for my team to work. It's just the first job that takes longer. So from now onwards, every job will take around like 3 to 4 business days. And within these 4 business days, I'll have the revised draft share with you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate
it. You're most welcome, Brian. Take care of yourself and have a wonderful day.
All right. You too.
Thanks.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.